I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
His early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Today, Ruhlman's is not open, but it is a celebration at Ruhlman's. What do we call today, Bill, on Tuesdays?
Tuesday is Ruhlman's Eve.
It's Ruhlman's Eve.
Filman's Eve.
Oh, you can drive by and think about tomorrow, dining just at Ruhlman's.
It'll be well lit, clean.
Yes, it will.
And you can stop and do photo ops.
They encourage photo ops.
They encourage stop and get a selfie. Selfies in front of Phil's.
Have you been doing selfies?
What's that?
Have you been doing a lot of them?
No, I do maybe one selfie a year, and I'm confused with it. And usually Gigi helps me set it up. I hear you got to reverse the camera. Yeah. And then you always, I always feel bad though when you're in a group, and then it's like, okay, we're going to do a selfie. Someone's going to do a selfie. You have to look around and find the person with the longest arms. That's always the deal. Okay. All right, Todd, you got it.
You know your role.
Like that. God, I've noticed dudes like have selfie smiles too. They have their smile. They like, get it. They get into it.
Yeah.
Like they got, it's like a persona. I don't have that. I got to get into that. I got to get a selfie.
You're okay. You don't need to.
I always opt for if there's an event, there's something we're gonna get a photo together, or someone may say something, like, whatever. Let's get a photo. I'm always, instead of going selfie, I'm like, let's just find somebody that's walking by to take our picture.
Yeah.
Let's do that instead of a selfie.
Make that face.
What's
again,
that?
Please.
That's sixth grade simple face.
What? It just.
Oh, yeah. I have a face, too. Yeah, it's not good.
Do you got one?
It's a face.
Do you got one? You get your go-to? Yeah. You have a go-to?
That's it right there.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, it's not good.
If you have a go-to selfie face?
Yeah. What is it, Jake? Come on.
Very simple.
Jacob, he's just ear to ear. He's just
always that way anyway.
He's always that way.
Happy.
Except for when we... What? Except for we put stuff on Twitter after the USC game.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fine. Had supporters. It's okay.
I like talking that out.
Yeah, we talked it out.
We talked it out. Ruhlman Steakhouse open tomorrow through Sunday.
It's past.
Highway 6 in Ashland. Go see Phil
Enjoy
tomorrow.
Enjoy steak.
Yeah, lunch and dinner. Good times with Phil.
God, you eat steak for lunch? I don't know if I can do that.
I don't know either if I could, but it'd be too good.
It would have to be a day where I have nothing else on the.
That's some good living right there, though. Steak for lunch. Yes.
Wow. Come to think of it, I never have days like that.
Keep your head up. Keep your head up.
Is Phil back from Nashville? Do we know that?
No,
You ran into Phil.
I ran into Phil at the airport Sunday. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I was talking to this stuff was happening quick. I was talking to an Asian guy, and then Phil stopped with his lady friend, and it all happened. But I caught that he was going to Nashville.
Nice.
Can we say that on the air?
Well, he just did.
He just did. Phil was in Nashville.
But it was fun, Phil.
Phil,
safe travels.
Thanks for saying hi.
Yes,
appreciate it.
It's not Nebraska. We know is going to a bowl game. They're 7-3. We don't know where they're going yet. We won't know until at some point in early December. But I did see per a somewhat colleague of yours of On Three.
Hut,
Brett McMurphy.
Yeah, he's a colleague.
He put out a projection of Nebraska versus Oklahoma in the ReliaQuest Bowl on New Year's Eve in Tampa.
I think they'd have to beat Iowa for that to happen, or Penn State, but probably Iowa. That's the consensus.
Just to be a happy.
So you could lose to Penn State, beat Iowa, and go to Tampa.
Yeah. You'd be happy with that spot.
I'd be
going
thrilled.
To a frigid New York City again.
I didn't mind New York City. I'm thrilled. So if they would lose out, then it's probably Vegas. Because Vegas is before Nashville, which I think if I talked about yesterday, I was wrong because I was led to believe that, and it's not true. It's you would go to Vegas. If you lose to Penn State and Iowa, it's probably Vegas.
Quick question for you,
Bill.
Walk us through this, Steve, because there's
I'm not very good at this.
There's always usually confusion in the bowl games when there's always like, okay, like this says back in the day. Mm-hmm. Okay, the Big Ten champion and Pac-12 champion were going to the Rose Bowl. You know what that was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that. And then or the old Big Eight was going to the Orange Bowl. That's where they were going to go.
Yeah.
Now, this for the fans, correct me if I'm wrong here, Keith Mann, but it's an order of choosing.
Kind of, yeah.
So you can...
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Someone can have a better record than you, and they can choose whoever they want for that
pretty
game.
Pretty much, because within reason.
Within reason. They're not. But my point is Nebraska goes way up just because people travel.
100.
So all of a sudden, if it's a game where it's like, okay, we can take Illinois, we can take Nebraska.
Right.
They're going to take Nebraska every time.
That could probably happen. That scenario could happen.
Right in that area.
Yeah.
Say, hey, they're going to travel much better.
Yeah, that scenario
could happen. So that's where we're going to go.
Yeah. So the question becomes, what if they beat Penn State and Iowa? Then probably Orlando. Although, see, it's affected by Michigan. Because Michigan, okay, if Michigan got in the playoff, yeah, it'd probably be win two, you go to Orlando. If Michigan doesn't get in the playoff, then probably Michigan's Orlando.
We don't expect them in the playoff.
What if they beat Ohio State for the sixth straight time?
Do they have two losses or three?
Two.
Okay. Two. Yeah. If they win out, they'll be in.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If they beat Ohio State.
They'll be in. Yeah. They have to win out.
Because that puts them in the Big Ten championship game. Well, you know what? Technically, I guess you could lose and not make it in the Big
Ten
championship. It'd be hard to say that. But
that's true.
But they're alive.
God, if they beat Ohio State, if they win out in the regular season, beat Ohio State, wouldn't it? Three losses, though.
I don't know how you do it. That would be remarkable TV. If Michigan somehow this year beats
six straight
beats them again, with Ohio State's clearly the better. They were clearly the better team last year.
Yep,
and they went to Ohio State.
They beat them.
Ohio State's defense almost was just like unstoppable. But somehow a walk-on quarterback went to Columbus and beat them.
It was stunning.
We talked about Ryan Day. Well, people are pissed at him, and he wins to win it all.
Oh, yeah. But if they lost, 100% swing back.
Yeah.
It would swing back to, this is not the guy.
It would. 90% winning. Like, we got to look at someone new.
Yeah. Can't be Michigan. No, remember that game, the Michigan game, what it meant to me was I was watching it on Sean's Denali, driving back from Iowa. Yeah. And what it meant to me was that you got to go to New York because that pushed Nebraska out of Nashville, basically.
So let me. What other
Michigan?
What other teams are in Nebraska's frame of mind?
Well, I'd have to look.
I'm talking frame of mind, which means Oklahoma.
Okay.
I don't think they're in the same frame of mind as Nebraska going to Tampa.
Meaning
that they're still in the playoff race right now. They're going to Alabama.
They'd be like, I mean,
yeah, but, yep. but how many teams are like in Nebraska? Where it's like, hey, listen, this is ascending. We're going to a bowl game. We're going to a really good place, a good town, a good bowl game. What teams are in that window? Because a lot of teams right now, there's about 30 that are still alive for the playoffs, maybe 28 or so. They go down every week. But what team is it that's still like, this fires us up?
I don't know. You'd have to look at the SEC.
I'm looking
and
right
look
now.
At who wouldn't be in the playoff? Probably just missed the playoffs.
Just missed Tennessee.
Vandy
is out.
Yeah, Vandy. What would Vandy be like to play them? What would it
a
be?
A bear.
Like? Yeah, and
because they would be excited, right?
Yeah, because you don't get many. The excitement of teams are not the same now. It's not like when we grew up when it's like going to the Gator Bowl. Whoever it was, like, oh, this is fun. We can't wait to see this. This is gonna be competitive. Everyone's playing. Because what we'll see as soon as this season's over, right away, there's gonna be a bunch of opt outs.
Okay, now here's the question on opt outs. Are they structuring contracts more, these contracts for the kids, more that say you have to play through the bowl?
I don't
game?
Know that for sure, but
good question.
Good question. But, I mean, there'll be opt-outs.
There will be like last year. Like
I just wonder what fan base, text in breakers, would say that we're in a, I'm going to say right now, Iowa State. They'd be really excited about going to a good bowl game.
Sure.
Be very, very excited. Who else would be? Utah's sitting there. They still feel they have a chance at the playoffs. Yeah. It's long. It's stretched. A couple of weird things have to happen. But
Nebraska,
where would they be?
Nebraska would be very excited to go to Tampa.
Yeah.
Probably Vegas or Nashville. The fans would go in droves, obviously. Now, Vegas, man, it's New Year's. God, I'm not sure about the whole Vegas thing.
Oh, people would be there.
Oh, yeah.
They have a great time.
Well, first of all, like I said, it's drivable from Arizona, very easy, California, easy.
I'm talking about Sipple here. I'm not big on the New Year's Eve in Vegas.
Yeah. Why not?
You're going to have to.
I don't know. For obvious reasons. But anyway. Okay, there you go. That's kind of the breakdown.
Update. Yes.
It's pretty much
it'd be more clear
some Florida Bowl, Tampa, Vegas, or Nashville. Pretty sad.
Thank you. When we come back, Song of the Day and Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break of the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.